Hopefully it's just the alternator or battery, I mumbled as I poked around.
And how much is that?
An edge of hysteria slipped into her voice, like she was going to lose it if one more thing went wrong. My chest squeezed tight as I peered her way through the rain. Could see it written all over her, this desperation that lined her being, padded her in steel and severity. Not sure? If it's the battery or alternator, it won't be a biggie. If your engine's seized, that could get dicey. We'll have to get it into the shop and take a look before we can know for sure.
Shop?
Our voices were raised over the drone of crashing rain. Have one, right up here around the corner. Iron Ride. So, okay, Iron Ride was a custom bike shop. A spot for a restoration was highly coveted and didn't come cheap. Our specialty was motorcycles, but every now and again we brought in a collectible car that we rebuilt from the bones. Didn't need to tell her my mechanics were going to have a field day when they found out I'd hauled in a 99 family sedan. Her eyes narrowed in contemplation before she suddenly stepped back and shook her head. She looked like she was the one commanding the raging storm. This dark chaos that thrashed in the night. What are you doing out here by yourself anyway? I asked, swiping the deluge pummeling my face.
You know what? It's fine. I'm fine. Just, I'll figure something out. I'll call for a ride. You can go.
She flung her hand at my bike sitting in the distance, totally ignoring my question. Through the rain, I looked at her, studied her face that shimmered in the glow of hazy light. Her teeth were clenched, and my gaze locked on the long, jagged scar that ran the side of her left jaw that the grinding somehow accentuated. I had the urge to reach out and touch it, run my fingertips along the flesh.
Come on in, darling. Don't be shy. Make yourself at home.
The man's voice was basically sandpaper, rough and raw, though it somehow carried an undertone of casualness. My heart thudded, a wild stampede that beat out ahead of me as I inched toward the door Judd Lawson left open. I had to have lost my mind, following this stranger into his apartment, giving him my name like it didn't matter. Hell, getting on his bike in the first place. Like he could command any truth out of me and I had no power to control it, even when I knew better than giving him anything. But I'd called my brother about 15 times while I'd been stranded out in the rain in the middle of nowhere. Each call had gone without an answer. My spirit had sunk deeper into hopelessness with each attempt. It's funny how I'd prayed for help. Then I'd wanted to turn around and refuse it when the single headlight had come spearing through the storm. As if he were some kind of wicked savior, the man had emerged through the hazy darkness, bearded and muscled and covered in tattoos, an imposing force. A liberator or a conqueror, I couldn't be sure. The only thing I'd known was my knees had knocked and my stomach had flipped, and every ounce of self-preservation I possessed had flared in warning at my recklessness. But when you were desperate, you were left with few options, and the ones you were given, you had little choice but to take. Which was precisely the reason why I warily stepped through the door at the top of the stairwell and into his loft. My eyes raced to take it in. It was just as massive and over the top as his shop downstairs. Everything was matte black, burnt metal, and expensive leather. Rugged and rough and jaw-dropping. Just like the man. Judd Lawson moved ahead of me. Each step of his boots across the black bamboo floors sent a shockwave of heat blistering through the cool air. I fought for conviction, to remain unaffected and aloof. Not to be the fool that melted on the floor in a puddle of need at his feet. Accomplishing it would be a feat of nature because the man was outrageously gorgeous, forbiddingly so. So ridiculously tall and wide, he had to double me in size. Intimidating and raw. Nothing but a beast of a man with this sexy, devilish smile. And somehow, he seemed soft at the same time, rippling with this charm that tweaked the edges of his plush, sexy mouth and sent a skitter fumbling through my chest.